I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Just to buy me a new pair of shoes. I never understood how Mama made it through the week when she never ever got a good night's sleep. Oh, she's one of a kind. You've got yours and I've got mine.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. This is America's Heroes Group. And we're always pleased to have this America's Heroes Group Roundtable with partner and sponsor NWVU, National Women's Veterans United. And we are so pleased to have executive producers Glenda Smith, our digital media producer, as Manny Corazzari, assistant digital media producers Titus Williams, and I am the host. And we've got a great show for you right now. And our panelists, Rochelle Crump, U.S. Army veteran and founder and president of NWVU. That's the group, of course, National Women's Veterans United. How are you, Rochelle?
I am president accounted for, sir, and thank you so much. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. I know whenever I hear your voice, we're going to get some good information and all kinds of other good things. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Great.
So, and you're right, we have a lot of things going on, a lot of people to thank, and, you know, we're just thankful that we're among the living today, really. You know, so we don't want to leave that part out you know.
That's right.
That's important, too. That's some important information.
That is important. I love the way you say that. Of course, so, our call-in number is 312-374-8130. Our discussion is going to be about NWVU partnership in honoring military mothers. And that's something we certainly want to do. And Rochelle, you're on. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And, you know, with so much going on with the pandemic and, you know, all of the shutdowns, and even though we're working our way back, we're going to have to really do a lot of different things, you know. And we're trying to, you know, get started with that process as well. So, you know, we've been trying to help military women veterans and making sure they're safe and buying groceries, paying bills. You know, we've helped a couple of them to relocate, you know, one particularly out of the shelter, and that's just, like, huge. You know, so happy that, you know, and she's a mom, too, so I'm so happy that, you know, she is going to have her own key. She'll be able to, you know, start living her life the way she had it once before. And, of course, you know, coming out of military and then winding up in a shelter, you know, it's a travesty. So, you know, it's things like that that on Mother's Day, you know, we want to recognize how hard it is for some military women veterans, as well as, you know, this is Mental Health Awareness Week also. It's Nurses Week. It's Mental Health Awareness Month, Mother's Day. And then we're going to be going into Memorial Day. So I put all of these things together that will be significant to what NWVU does. You know, because our mothers, our soldiers, our sailors, airmen, Marine Corps women are making such a sacrifice, you know, including, you know, when you're talking about nurses still standing on the front line with, you know, COVID-19, you know, a lot of times people don't understand. They go from one job to another job. You know, they're still in the military. They're still serving. They're still standing on the line. Some of them are subjected to being deployed, you know, so then they have to take off their nurse's gear and then put on their military gear, and they're still on the front line. They make so many sacrifices, you know. We can't say enough about those wonderful women, you know, and we have to give a shout out to our own nurses, you know, that are in our organization. You know, a few of them are still wearing that uniform and a nurse's uniform too. So I want to recognize Lieutenant Colonel Diana Hilson, Dr. Lieutenant Colonel Deborah Deer, and also Cynthia Patterson. She's a veteran, but she's still nursing, you know, in a nurse's uniform. And then we have some others, too, and they'll come to my mind, and then I will, you know, give them that shout-out, too. But also I want to give the Red Cross a shout-out. We received the military award from them on Thursday, you know, for the work that we do for military women veterans. And, you know, that's an awesome, awesome place that are doing some amazing things also, you know. And, you know, it's inspiring to know that so many women who are mothers are working hard in that group, you know, with the Red Cross. You know, women do so many things volunteering. Like I said, I can't say enough about them. But, you know, we're going to delve more into one of the special things, and, you know, I have a few guests that will be calling in, but up until that time, I want to just talk a little bit about what NWVU is still doing. Also, we're getting ready because we were in the process of starting the Fempreneur business development classes, so now we're going to be going to virtual, and that's going to be starting up. We have, like, about 25 slots available for military women veterans and spouses. And that's going to start on May 22nd until June the 19th. So it's going to be like a six-week course. They'll be able to learn how five ways to start a business online in 30 days. I'm going to say that again. Five ways to start a business online in 30 days. I'm excited about it. I want to know how that's going to work. And, you know, it has to be something to it because, you know, it's a sure shot for what they're trying to do in terms of, you know, making women aware of their potential and what they can do. You know, for those who are just getting disability, who can no longer work, or who have retired and really ready to, you know, do something else. So they're going to learn how to market their business with Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. They're going to teach them how to know your numbers, keeping financials, you know, intact, what every business should know, sales and funnel basics, launching their business strategically, you know, from successful online entrepreneurs. And then we're going to have a graduation for them as well, you know. And then what we're going to be doing also is we're going to launch some online webinars where women can also call in and learn more about finances. And once they do that, we're going to buy each one of them a very nice calculator.
Oh, that's
to make
great.
Make sure they can get those numbers right.
Right.
So we're excited about it. And, you know, one of the things how businesses fail is because of finances, you know. So the more you know and the more you know how to know is going to be huge for them to get their business off the ground and to keep it going. You know, we had one of the women veterans who owns her restaurant. You all stop by there at Lucky's on Taylor Street, 1500 West Taylor Street. It's called Lucky's. She's a female veteran. You know, let's support all of our military veterans who have businesses and who are trying to survive right now. You know, they don't get, you know, it's a whole pool of people applying for this relief fund. So the more you wait, the longer you wait, the less chance you have to get it. And I'm not even sure how that process goes. You know, if they like it, they jump on it. If they don't like it because you don't have maybe an experienced person writing it for you, then you don't get it. You know, it's kind of like the unemployment line. You just got to wait your turn, you know?
Sure.
So
certainly,
we want to make sure that we can support those small businesses, because, and I know you hear this over and over again, I know you've been talking about it quite a bit, and I know you know, having done all the things that you have done, you know, in the community and all of your expertise and, you know, the passion that you have, you know, for our communities, you've seen all this, you know, you've seen it even before the pandemic. So no. I know you know what I'm talking about, you know.
And I'm glad you're talking about it. We have one of your guests on, Helen Morgan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Helen. Yeah, Helen?
Miss Morgan, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good, good. Mm-hmm. So nice to have you. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Helen. Cliff, Helen is with the International Association of Women. She's the Orland Park chapter president. She's been the president since 2013, and they're a global in-person and online professional networking platform, and they provide over 900,000 women. I'm going to say it again, over 900,000 women with the form of education and services to help them thrive in an interconnected world. Now, 900,000 women, okay? And then she's also the president and founder of Resource 55 at America's Finest Real Estate. She's a real estate broker, certified senior housing professional, you know, and she does seniors real estate to help them to downsize and make things simple and stress-free, you know, when they're making that transition from, you know, their living arrangements. And she does a lot of things in the Chicagoland area as well. So, you know, we're glad to have Helen. I have not met Helen personally yet, but I know that we will be working together along with Patty Riding, who will be joining us also with this military women's initiative that we have for mothers.
In fact, Patty's on two with us right now. Patty.
Oh, is she? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
All right, so let me tell you a little bit about Patty, too. Patty's the CFO of the Family Harvest Church, and she's the Vice President, Community Engagement for IAW. That's the International Association of Women. She's also the chairperson for the Military Mother's Day Card Initiative, and that's what we're going to be talking about also. And she started that vision, and Helen has been, you know, so gracious to help her and embrace her with it. You know, and she's going to talk a lot about that, because this was her vision, you know, and it touched my heart as well, because, you know, my passion for military women veterans who are standing on the front line, and we don't get a chance to recognize them as mothers. We always see them as warriors. We always see them as doing their job, and they have other professions, but we never remember that they are mothers too, and the sacrifices that they make when they have to leave their children to go to work. And or go to their military duties, including deployments of years, you know, because some of them get deployed over and over again, like our male comrades, but, you know, it's a little difficult for women. So go ahead and we're going to hear from Helen and, you know, and then we'll move on. Thank you.
Go right ahead, Helen.
Well, I really appreciate you having us on. And Rochelle, you're right. I mean, this was Patty's vision, and she does just extraordinary work with our community outreach. I mean, she has a vision, and she runs with it. And this is something that's very dear to most of our hearts. You know, I don't think we can ever show enough as far as our appreciation for the sacrifices that women in the military make, and especially moms.
That's just,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So my hope is that this is just the beginning. Mm-hmm. This is just the beginning of things that we can do together. And I'm really looking forward to working with you and seeing what we can do to help support you and, you know, moms in the military.
That's great. Patty?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, I look at what we as a country has done to honor the military moms and the military women in general have been very minimal. So when the opportunity comes to really look at Mother's Day, you know, what mm-hmm. a best way to really honor and send a message of love and gratitude to every single veteran, active military mom for their service, you know, to this great nation. I mean, they're like, you know, Rochelle was talking about, we have to be as civilians, you know, continue constantly remind the military moms and the women in the military that we're grateful for their sacrifice. We appreciate and value their sacrifice. And I think that that's what it's all about. You know, this program, honestly, is worked out of, was created or born out of gratitude. That's really what the foundation for this is. And we as a nation have an opportunity to come united with this message of love, you know. And what better way to do that on Mother's Day to address and honor our military moms. So it's an honor to participate, of course, with Rochelle in her work that she's doing. Is phenomenal. So we are definitely honored to be part of it.
I think that's great. It's a wonderful thing. And, of course, we know what Rochelle does all the time. So
yes. And, you know, and I think that we want to cast a vision for 2021, because this, our goal is to bring this initiative to the national level, where we want communities, you know, business, and a women organization to embrace it and to participate in a national level. We can, you know, touch many women, many bases, and send it to all the deployed around the world. What better way that our goal is really, the vision is that every mom in the military services will receive a Mother's Day card.
Isn't that great? You know, oh, that's wonderful.
That will be, that's what we want to do. So, you know, if we just call out to people to partner with us. You know, we have major corporations this year. Earlier in February, they wanted to do things with us, and it got a little, of course, complicated because of the current situation the country's at. But this will not stop us for 2020. Let me guarantee you that.
Absolutely. And they were actually going to participate in our conference that we couldn't have because of COVID-19. We got shut down right at the buzzer.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, we were going to be able to accomplish giving out those cards at the event. And that was one of our highlights for our conference, you know, and it was also our 15th anniversary. So, but we are still planning to do a celebration of the National Women Veterans United, and we will continue to, you know, push for our military moms to be recognized and to get those Mother's Day cards. And, you know, right now they're serving, you know, in those different capacities in which I, you know, made note of. But, you know, my heart goes out to those who are actually in deployment right now, you know, and even those who are risking, you know, right now doing testing, you know, just from the National Guard and the reserves, you know, right here at home.
Right.
You know, and they're making sacrifices here, changing, you know, clothes, leaving their children, small babies, because we have a lot of younger veterans also who are in the National Guard and in the reserves. And you know what that's like? You know, it's got to be tough, you know. And been watching the reunification of them when they haven't seen their kids for over 3 weeks, you know, little toddlers. And, oh, it's just heartbreaking, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I heard someone say on Facebook, and they said that, they don't need hazardous pay because they don't do it for the heart, you know. And I said, oh, my goodness, how could somebody even say something like that? And I had to explain to them, you know, when you're in the military and you go into war zone, then you receive hazardous pay, you know. And right now, COVID-19 is part of a war, you know. It's a war.
Yeah.
It's a war on the unknown. And that's even worse than when we know who the enemy is, you know. So hazardous pay is what they should get, the equipment that they need, you know, to be safe and make sure that they have everything that they need, not only just do their job, but to save lives, because that's what their mission is.
That's what it is, yeah. That's exactly right. Rochelle, what else?
And so, you know, as we gather soon, we will be doing webinars. We, the National Women Veterans United, will be doing webinars. We've already figured out with the warm weather coming up. We have access at our facility to be able to have our social distance inside and outside, because we have a huge parking lot that is not used during the weekend, just partially used. So we'll be able to do our dance fitness outside. We'll be able to do our yoga outside, our chair yoga. So there's a lot of things that we're going to move, you know, along with the shift from, you know, being shut down to partially being shut down. You know, we're going to be coming up with those creative ways to be online. We're going to start our Zooming. You know, it's kind of hard when you have like 25, 30 people on the phone. We had our meeting today. And salute and shout out to those women, those amazing women of the National Women Veterans United, you know, because we're all eager to get back together because you know how you form that bond when you're in the military? Well, we have that same kind of bond now, you know, and it's just something that's almost like they're family. They are your family, like when you're in the military, your family.
Sure.
So, you know, we feel that, and we've been calling to kind of check on each other, and we see the losses that many of our members are having. Jeannie lost her mother. You know, she comes to the show regular. Also, her mom passed. Mm. One of our members, she lost both of her sisters. You know, so it's been devastating, you know, and we need each other at this time, you know, because we have to make sure that all of that and those women who still are challenged with mental health issues, who still have, you know, other things that have happened to them like military sexual trauma, you know, those type of things that are living within them, that we are there for them so that they'll know, you know, they're not in this alone. You know, it may look bad, but, you know, we're on the other side of it, and we're hoping to make sure that we can keep them resilient and know, again, that they're not alone, and they should call in, and they can call us. We're working remotely, you know, from home, but we're still answering calls. We're still going to the office, checking on things and, you know, getting supplies and things like that ready for our next mission. So they can give us a call at 773-872-731-2150. 872-731-2150. And we're located at 8620 South Pulaski Road, lower level, Chicago, Illinois. And that's 60652. And again, you know, we're just waiting to get out, get back in our office. That's one thing, because we're anxious to be there. Patty came by the office today, and you know, she got a chance to see what we do on the inside. And we're you know, we're still waiting on you to come, Cliff. We're still waiting on you and Glenda to come by.
Oh, we will be there, you know.
Yes, yeah. As soon as, you know, this is safe to do so. We plan on having some gatherings, you know. Of course, they'll start off small and work itself back to, you know, what is, you know, the conditions of the state mandates. And, of course, we'll follow that.
Sure.
But we also want to make sure that, you know, we just don't lay down and don't do anything. You know what I'm saying?
That's so not going to happen. We know better
yeah.
than that.
No, it's not.
No, we know that.
So, in fact, we're going to even do more.
Yeah, I believe it. I always laugh about that when people talk about women fighting. You've heard me say that before. Women will kick your ass.
Yes, indeed.
Well,
so, you know, you kind of feel right now, I feel what other women feel now, you know, because some people are truly isolated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that because we've had some calls, and I can – you know, discern what people want when they call, you know, even if they don't come right out, it's just by what they're telling me. So
I
know
you.
At that moment they need somebody to talk to.
Yes.
You know.
Right.
They just, all they want to do is just talk to somebody. So I've mm-hmm. been able to, you know, just hold that conversation with them and assure them, oh, we can talk again. Let's win. They, you know, say, well, I didn't mean to just go on and go on. You know, no, it's okay. I enjoyed the conversation, which I do, you know, because mm-hmm. I know that they're lonely. They need somebody too.
Sure, they
you
do.
Know?
Right.
A lot of us are, you know, getting to that age now where, you know, you realize that you really don't want to be alone. You know, you want that comfort of having someone to talk to. Like I said,
you've been doing a great job. Great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And ladies, thank you so much for being with us. And where it's appropriate, a happy Mother's Day to you. All right?
Thank you so much.
Thank you all. This has been great.
Okay.
And now let's
bye-bye.
Go and get the latest in our executive producer, Glenda Smith.
Well, the governor of Talk Radio, what a great show we had today. Regarding any information that's needed about affordable housing, social services, wellness care, please feel free to call America's Heroes Group at 312-803-2618. We're located at 155 North Walker Drive, Suite 4250, Chicago, Illinois, 60606. As always, we are sincerely grateful to all of our global listening and Facebook Live audience. Please make sure you hit the Facebook like button at the top of our Facebook page. Therefore, you stay connected. We'll receive future notifications regarding shows, events, information, and resources regarding our veterans, armed forces, family members, and communities. We're grateful always to Mrs. Dorothy Lavelle, our partner of the Chicago Crusaders. And you can read our weekly articles on veterans, armed forces, and their family members, which can be viewed online at www.chicagocrusaders.com. To subscribe to the Chicago Crusaders weekly column with the one and only Trust Governor of Talk Radio, Mr. Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, Voices is the name of the articles, please call the Chicago Crusaders, 773-752-2500, or send an email to ads, which is ads at Chicago Crusaders to ads. Let me repeat that, please. Ads, chicagocrusaders.com, and request a subscription. To the best two technical producers at WVON, happy Mother's Day, Titus Williams, to your mom. Thank you always, sweetheart, for helping me get organized and structured in the morning time. Happy Mother's Day to your mother, LaTierra Randall. You thought I was going to get your name wrong, girl. Ha! Got you this Saturday, honey bun. Thank you, sweetheart, for keeping everything balanced once Titus hands it over to you. To our global listening audience, mothers, happy Mother's Day to you all and to my beautiful mother. Love you, sweetheart. Happy Mother's Day to you from the bottom of my heart. Have a blessed, safe weekend.